我们再来读我们读过的一些圣经节。
We'll read a few Bible passages that we have read before.
诗篇二十五篇第二第三节。
Psalm 25 verse 2-3.
我的神啊，我素来倚靠你，求你不要叫我羞愧，不要叫我的仇敌向我夸胜。凡等候你的必不羞愧，唯有无故行奸诈的必要羞愧。
Oh my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause.
第二个是诗篇十六篇第四节上半段。
Next is Psalm 16 verse 4, just the first part.
以别的代替耶华的，他们的愁苦必加增。
Their sorrow shall be multiplied who hasten after another God.
马太福音第六章三十三节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
你们要先求他的果和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
我希望弟兄姊妹啊，对这三节圣经节哈，能够进入我们的心的。
I hope that brothers and sisters can take these three verses into our hearts.
大卫说我素来倚靠你。
David says, Oh my God, I trust in you.
我们能够说我素来倚靠你。
Can we say, I trust in you?
大卫是真的。
David is true.
他说我从年幼我父母就不要我。
He says, From my youth, my parents have forsaken me.
但是耶和华收留我。
But the Lord God has taken me in.
没人要我。但是我的神要我。
No one wanted me, but my God wanted me.
所以他能够祷告说，我倚靠你，求你不要让我羞愧。
So he could pray this, I trust in you, let me not be ashamed.
我们今天活在地上，有很多的事情都需要我们等候。
Today, when we're on this earth, there are many things that we have to wait upon.
我们能够说，我们所等候的都没有让我们羞愧。
Can we say all things that we wait upon do not let us be ashamed?
我们发现扫罗王等不了满七天，说这是他的羞愧。
We find that King Saul could not wait the full 7 days, so this was his shame.
我们今天在地上的行走，就好像在旷野里面走。
Today our walk in this world is like walking in the wilderness.
我们喜欢很多东西能够控制在我们手中，但很可惜，有好多你控制不了。
We like to control everything in our hands, but unfortunately, there are so many things that are out of our control.
就像旷野，他们需要仰望神给他们有东西吃，玛拿或者鹌鹑鸟。
Just like in the wilderness, the Israelites needed to rely on God for their supply of food, such as the manna and the quail.
我们今天也是一次很多需要仰望等候主的。
Similarly, today there is so much that we have to look to and wait upon the Lord.
我们能够说主，我这个。等候你的人，求你让我不要羞愧。
Can we tell the Lord, Lord, I am one who waits upon you. Let me not be ashamed.
你知道我们常常也还是会有失败的。
We know that we will still have failure.
我们求主的宝血洁净我们。
May the Lord's precious blood cleanse us.
求主给我们不要失去相信，依靠等候你的，必不羞愧。
So that we do not lose this, that, oh my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed.
如果我们一直在失败当中的话
If we continue in failure
我们就很难说我素来等候你的人
We cannot say that we are one who waits on you
如果我们常常都没办法从主那里得到信心的话
And if we cannot often gain faith from the Lord
我们不会认识他的作为
We won't be able to know his ways
马太福音第六章说先求他的果和他的义
Matthew chapter 6 says, But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
他的国就是他掌权的地方。
His kingdom is where he reigns.
是他行政的地方。
It is where he has authority.
也是就是他是我们的主。
Which also means is where he is our Lord.
所以我们求他的国嘛。
So if we seek first
the kingdom. 还他的义乃是讲到他做事的法则。
And his righteousness speaks of the righteous ways that he works.
我们能够说我真的愿意照他的法则生活。
And are we willing to live by his righteous laws?
我们有需要。
We have needs.
但我们能够把神的需要摆在我们前面。
But can we put the Lord's needs in front of our own needs?
也如果我们不能够先把神的需要摆在前面，那我们很难等候依靠神。
Because if we cannot put God's needs before our own needs, then it is very hard for us to wait upon the Lord.
这就是信心的路。
This is the way of faith.
能够把神的需要先摆在前面。
To put God's needs first.
然后是我的需要。
And then put my own needs.
我常记得在以利亚那个时候有个寡妇。
I remember when Elijah went to a widow.
他去跟那个寡妇说你先做个饼给我再做给你跟你儿子吃。
He told the widow, first make a small loaf of bread for me, then make something for yourself and your son.
其实对我们来讲这不是很合情理的。
To us, this doesn't seem very reasonable.
你是个客人。
You are the guest.
你来投靠我。
That you are here to rely on me.
那我觉得应该怎么做是我做的。
It should be how I want to do it, that's how I do it.
怎么会你来投靠我你还要告诉我怎么做呢?
Why is it that when you come to ask me for something that you tell me what you want?
你告诉我还行你还先你先吃然后才我吃。
But not only do you tell me, but you say you eat first and then I will eat.
我不知道我们有多少人我们心是不受搅扰的。
I don't know how many of us would not be disturbed by this.
你知道这寡妇说我就剩下这一点点的油这一点点的面那如果吃死了就死了吧。
And this widow said, I only have this much flour and oil left, but if you eat it, then we will die.
So, 如果我们是旁边的人，我会觉得以利亚，你这个人没良心、没爱心的。
So we might think, oh Elijah, you are someone who doesn't have love or compassion.
我们第一个反应都是这种反应。
This is our first reaction.
你还是传道人呢。
And you are also a minister.
那么你不吃那就该不吃啊。
That if you don't eat, that's expected of you.
如果你要寻道呢，就寻道啊。
And if you are martyred, that's expected.
怎么你要个寡妇陪你呢？
So why do you ask a widow to join you?
这都是我们心思里面想的事。
This is our thoughts and our mind.
那我们再跟很多人一谈的话，我们就起哄了。我们。
And then when we discuss with others, and then we have the same opinion.
但以利亚对他说。你就先为我做个饼。
But Elijah told her, first make bread for me.
因为神对我说，你能够先为我做个饼。
Because God has told me, if you can first make bread for me,
你坛里的面不会少，那个油也不会少。
Then the flour and oil will not be used up.
直到神降临在地上。
Until the day the Lord sends rain on the land.
那个寡妇真的就先做个饼给以利亚。
And the widow,obeyed and first made the bread for Elijah.
然后才做给他跟他儿子吃。
And then she made one for herself and her son.
第二天早上起来，哎，怎么油还在？
The next day they woke up and the oil was still there.
明天再做完，再去睡觉。第二天起来又油还是一样多。
And the next day they made food, went to bed, and the next day the oil, the amount was the same.
我们不能走信心的路，不会认识神的作为。
If we do not walk the way of faith, we will not know God.
我们只认识我们长大长到现在在地上告诉我们神怎么看事情。
We will only know how to view things from since we were born till we grow up, how to view things this way from our experience.
我们今天必须彻底的奉献才能够走上信心的路。
So we must have a thorough consecration so that we can walk the way of faith.
不然所有弟兄们所交通的话对我们都是规条。
Otherwise, all the words that brothers speak to us are just rules.
都是律法规条把我锁得紧紧。
They're just rules and laws that tightly constrain us.
这个不能做一定要做那个。
You cannot do this, you have to do this.
因为我们本身基本上就没经历过。
Because in our lives, we have not experienced it.
我们也不敢经历。
And we are afraid to experience it.
我们看看扫罗王。
Let's look at King Saul.
扫罗王其实一个非常好的人。
He was a good person.
他会担心爸爸会挂心他。
And he was afraid of that his father would be worried for him.
他也蛮谦卑的。
And he was humble.
他也打过胜仗。
And he fought the righteous battle.Or victorious fight.
但是他有一个弱点，就他没办法完全听神的话。
But he had a weakness that he could not completely obey God's word.
到了关键时刻，他就照自己的意思做了。
And in the key moment, he would do things his own way.
所以读圣经的人告诉我们，他是一个属肉体的人。
So people who study the Bible tell us that he was a fleshly man.
其实整个问题里面就是说。 他不是一个真正奉献给主的人。
And the whole problem here is that he is not one who is completely consecrated to the Lord.
他要的是神的恩典。
What he wants is God's grace.
就更多神的恩典。
He wants more of God's grace.
所以他不能够专一来到神的面前侍奉他。
So he cannot be single-hearted to come before the Lord and serve him.
所以请弟兄姊妹能够记住这三段的圣经。
So my brothers and sisters, remember these three passages.
因为这三段的圣经我们一生受用不尽的。
Because these three passages can be used repeatedly in our lives.
你对我是真的是受用不尽。
And it can be used unlimited times and it's true in my life.
我上次还提了两段话。
And I also shared two phrases last time.
神能够成就一件关乎我的事，在自然的或者超自然的，在他所定的时间里面成就这件事，把荣耀归给神。
God will accomplish a task in me, naturally or supernaturally, in His precise timing to bring glory to Himself.
你要知道，不是 bring glory to yourself, 是 bring glory to Himself.是把荣耀归给他。
We need to know this is not bring glory to ourselves, but it is bring glory to Him.
我们很多时候祷告说，主成就这件事，让我有点荣耀。
Oftentimes we pray, Lord, accomplish this work so that I can at least get a little glory.
但是我们今天发现，荣耀是归给他的，不是归给我们的。
We must see that glory is given to Him, it is not given to us.
所以这个一定要在我们心思里面已经有个决定的。
And so, in our heart, we must make this decision.
不然我们真的都是那个我得得，我也得点荣耀吗？
Because otherwise, we'll continue to think, I want to get some glory too.
人生有很多重要的关卡。
In our lives, there are many key, critical moments.
我们要说主，要你开始的。
Lord, we need to say, Lord, I want you to begin.
因为只有他开始的，就是他的旨意。
Because only what he starts is at his will.
我们开始的，我们根本就不知道神的旨意是什么。
If it's us who started, then we do not know what God's will is.
要他进行的。
And he is the one who continues it.
他进行就是他的能力带着我走过。
And he continues it, it is his power that is bringing us through it.
最后他成就了，就是他的荣耀。
And when he accomplishes it, then he gets the glory.
我们能够跟主说，我一生不知道在地上有多少年。
Can we tell the Lord, Lord, I don't know how many years I will be on this earth.
能够最少在我关键的事情里面，你开始的，因为这是你的旨意。
But can we say in these key moments, Lord, you begin it because it is your will.
整个经过是你的能力带我过的。
And throughout this whole process, it is your power that is leading me through.
到了事情成就，把荣耀。
Until this work is accomplished, then you get all the glory.
我们再读一节我们很熟的圣经啊，罗马书十二章第一、第二节。
Let's read another Bible verse we're familiar with, Romans chapter 12, verse 1-2.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
我是要继续我上次还没啊，我们提了要教宗的第二段。
I want to continue sharing what I did not have time to share on last time.
这段圣经我们常常读了。
We read this Bible verse many times.
因为我们讲到要奉献。
Because we talk about consecration.
你发现哈，这一段两节圣经哈，一开始将身体献上，讲到奉献。
Here in these two verses, it immediately starts off that you present your bodies a living sacrifice.
到了第二节的最后一句话，认识他善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
In the very last part of verse 2, prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
所以我们常常说我们要认识神的旨意。
So we often say, I want to know the will of God.
所以我们必须看这个。神借着保罗怎么告诉我们
？So we need to see how God through Paul tells us.
说他是第一个，你要有彻底的奉献。
First is that you must have a thorough, absolute consecration.
你摆上那个坛了，成为祭物。
When you,
你烧就烧光了。
When you present the sacrifice, immediately it is all burned up and consumed.
你不可以去到上去的时候，先把一只手砍下来不烧。整身可以烧，这只手绝对不能烧。
You cannot cut part of your body off, say your arm, and say, I will burn the rest of it except the arm.
这个手还是会烂掉的。
Because the arm will decay.
我们一摆上去就是告诉主说，我全人是归你的。
Because once we offer ourselves, we're saying we give ourselves completely to you.
没错，这是活祭，所以不会把你烧掉的。
Indeed, this is a living sacrifice, so you will not die.
只是我们这个人告诉神说，我是归你的。
But we are telling our Lord that, Lord, I completely belong to you.
这第二个呢，他说是神所喜悦的。
Next, it says, this is what is pleasing to God.
我们不能够只说 我们要神爱我，什么都帮助我。
We don't just say that we want God to help us. Everything we want is God doing it for me.
我们应该有个心意，是我定义讨你的喜悦。
But we also must have a heart that, Lord, I'm determined to be pleasing to you.
我的意思，人的意思，你的意思，我定义讨你的喜悦。
That in all my what I do, I want to be pleasing to you.
所以我们在最基本的侍奉主的条件，就是我彻底奉献，我讨你的喜悦。
So the most basic condition for serving the Lord is that we have an absolute consecration that determined to be pleasing to the Lord.
第三个他提到，不要效法这个世界。
And then it says, do not be conformed to this world.
第四个讲到心意更新。
And then the fourth, it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
然后讲到你认识他的旨意。
Then it says, you will know his will.
我今天愿意跟弟兄姊妹讲到心意更新。
Today I want to share with brothers and sisters on renewing our mind.
因为我们灵是得救，但是我们的心思还是旧的。
Because though our spirit is saved, our soul is still old.
在基督徒当中，这样的人很多。
Among Christians, many are in this condition.
我们要过信心的生活，心思需要被拯救。
If we are to live a spiritual life by faith, then our soul, our minds need to be renewed.
我们再来看看这个扫罗王。
Let's look again at King Saul.
你发现他等了七天。
You find that he waited 7 days.
其实他这个给他的要他学的是一个等七天，等到撒母耳到，等到撒母耳献祭了，他才可以出去打仗。
And so the lesson he is to learn here is he must wait up to 7 days, wait for Samuel to arrive, wait for Samuel to make the offering, and then he can go out to fight.
想想你就是扫罗王。
Imagine if you were Saul.
哇，敌军就在那里。
You see, the enemy is right there.
我们已经不一定打得过了。
And we might not be able to.
然后我这些军兵啊，这个等多一天就回家多几个人。
And each additional day that I wait, more soldiers are going home.
其实对我们人来讲，他已经不错了，他等到第七天了。
And from our perspective, he is pretty good. He already waited up to the
7th day. 沙漠有没有讲第七天等到第几个小时啊?
And Samuel didn't say how long, how many hours to wait on the 7th day.
我已经到了第七天。
He made it to the 7th day.
沙漠没出现。
And Samuel did not appear.
所以你在心思 playing it role, 他的 role, 我们的心思就 comes in.
And then his mind starts to kick in and play its role.
我还要等沙漠吗?
Do I still have to wait for Samuel?
沙漠可能不来了。
Maybe Samuel is not coming.
他可能在考验我。
Maybe he's testing me.
对吧?环境非常危险。
The circumstance was very difficult and dangerous.
那他又有一个心思。不献祭的话先打仗那铁输的。
But he also had this other thought. If I don't offer sacrifices, then for sure I will lose the battle.
那他就献祭了。
So then his only option was to offer the sacrifice.
所以他就去献祭了。
So he went to offer the sacrifice himself.
他的心思没有想到献祭这件事就祭司可以做的。
But in his mind, he never thought of the fact that only priests could offer the sacrifice.
他是君王，他不能够献祭的。
He is a king. He cannot offer the sacrifice.
但是他有一个心思说，我不献祭，我就输了。
But he also had this thought that if I don't offer sacrifice, then I will lose the battle.
可能这心思在他里面一直在打仗。
And so maybe these thoughts were warring within him.
但是他看到他的军兵一个个回家都不行了，赶快献祭要去打了。
But when he saw his soldiers one by one returning home, he said, I cannot wait any longer. We need to fight.
所以在他心智里面，我的环境比听神的话重要多。And
so we see that in his mind, his circumstances were greater than listening to God's word.
我要先解决我这个环境，再来考虑怎么再听神的话。He
had to deal with his circumstances first, then he could come to obey God's word.
基本上有个想法就是说，听神的话。
In other words, he treats obeying God's word as a minor thing, that he needs to deal with his circumstance first.
神的话告诉我们，他一献完，撒母耳就到。
God's word tells us that once he finished offering the sacrifice, Samuel appeared.
你说他献完半夜，撒母耳才到，那还差很长的时间嘛，对吧？
You could say if he, after he finished sacrifice that it was hours later in the night that Samuel arrived. At least it's a long period of time.
神为什么要给他？就是他一献完，回头一看，撒母耳就站在那里。
Why was it that once he finished offering the sacrifice, turned around and Samuel was there?
所以如果这个用英文讲，这 is really ironic. 就是蛮讽刺的。And
we would say that this is really ironic.
就是告诉撒母耳，你完全错。And
this is to tell Saul. And this is to tell Saul that you are completely wrong.
说撒母耳对扫罗说，因着你这个心思，你做了糊涂事。And
Samuel told Saul that because of your thought, you have done a foolish thing.
那我们如果说，扫罗你犯罪。And
we would say, Saul, you have sinned.
没有犯罪啊。He
didn't sin.
他做了糊涂事。He
did a foolish thing.
哎呀，我们整天都在做糊涂事吧？对。We
are always doing foolish things.
扫罗王做这个糊涂事，他失去王位了。But
because of this foolish thing that Saul did, he lost the kingdom.
撒母耳就对扫罗王说：“神已经找到一个合他心意的王了，废了你。”And
Samuel told Saul that God has found someone after His own heart and rejected you as king.
你要知道，这里是扫罗王刚做王啊。You
need to know that Saul had just become king.
刚做王就被废了。He
had just become king and he was rejected.
你说他怎么听着这个话？
How could he accept this word?
所以这个是给我们很大的提醒。So
this is a great reminder for us.
他的行动是因为他的心思。That
his actions were because of his mind.
我们常常讲握住机会侍奉主，扫罗王是握住机会侍奉他自己。We
often say that you need to grab hold of the opportunity to serve the Lord, but King Saul did the opposite. He grabbed hold of the opportunity to serve himself.
我们来看看大卫哈。Then
let us look at David.
他也是面对同样的敌人。
He had to face the same enemy.
这次还来了一个巨人哥利亚。He
even had to face the giant Goliath.
扫罗王跟以色列民全部心都融化。All
the hearts of King Saul and the Israelites, they had, their hearts had grown cold.
All melted.
All melted.
根本就没可能跟哥利亚打的。They
could not fight with Goliath at all.
看到他出来骂阵的时候，就每个人都吓坏了。When
they saw him yelling, all of them were frightened.
这大卫。 什么心思啊?
But what was David's mind?
他说,
David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the army of the living God?
你要知道这不能够只是一个知识。
You need to know this is not just some knowledge.
知识是拿来读的。
Knowledge is just used for reading.
真的认识，所以他有这个心思。
But he truly knew God, so he could have this mind.
他看这个巨人是一个未受割礼的。
That what he saw this giant was just uncircumcised.
这个是一个完全不同的眼光。
This is a totally different view.
在我们人看这堆军兵啊，都是全部没胆的。
And so from our view, we see all these soldiers have no courage.
大卫看到这是耶和华的军兵。
But David sees that these are the armies of the living God.
我读这个哈，我如果去战场，我一定同意扫罗王讲的话。
I think if I were on the battlefield, I would agree with Saul.
我绝对没有这种眼光，说这是耶和华的军兵。
I would not be able to have this view that these are the armies of the living God.
全部弱成这样子，怎么是耶和华的军兵？
They are so weak. How can they be the armies of the living God?
耶和华军兵应该
The armies of the living God should be able to fight. So what allowed David to have this mind, to have this view? When David faced Goliath,
他对哥利亚说, 你来跟我打仗是哪的刀兵同哥, 我来攻击你, 哇, 攻击啊, 我不是跟你打, 我来攻击你, 是靠着耶和华的名。
David said, you come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty.
这个哥利亚根本听不懂他在讲什么。
Goliath had no idea what he was saying.
对一个哥利亚来说,他们就是疯子嘛。
To Goliath, he seemed like a crazy person.
那么你一个矮小的人,你还跟我打,你什么都没有,就拿一个丢石头的。
And you are a small person and you come just bearing a sling and some stones.
说弟兄姊妹,心思啊, 定了大卫后来的胜的。
And so we see because of this mind that David had allowed him to be victorious.
心思定了我们是否能够走信心的路。
This mind determines whether we can walk the way of faith.
还是我们走眼见的路。
Or we walk by sight.
我们再来读一节圣经啊, 诗篇139篇。
Let's read another Bible verse, Psalm 139.
139篇23-24节。
Psalm 139 verse 23 and 24.
神啊,求你鉴察我,知道我的心思,试炼我,知道我的意念,看在我里面有什么恶行没有,引导我走永生的道路。
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxiety. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
大卫在这里有个祷告说,神啊,鉴察我。
David here has a prayer, search me, O God.
这是试验我,怎么样,一试就显。Try
me, and once he tries, it will reveal it.
他说,你知道我的心思意念的。He
said, you know my heart, you know my thoughts.
你要知道我们这里有谁敢在神面前说,神啊,鉴察我,试验我的心思意念。How
many of us are willing to tell God, search me, O God, and know my heart, try me?
问问自己。Ask
yourself. Because once we are tried and tested, we will fall. Because our last thought was we were still being angry at someone.
对吧? 我们能够跟神说, 查验我一下, 看我的心思。
Can we tell God to examine me, examine my mind, my thoughts?
我们会跟神说, 神今天不要看,
we might tell God, maybe not today, but tomorrow.
禁食祷告,明天今晚清,干净一点。
So today we fervently pray so that hopefully our mind and thoughts are cleared up by the next day.
大卫能够一直在神面前说,神啊,你鉴察我,试验我。
But this is David's prayer, search me, O God, and know my heart.
你知道,不只是看,他要被试。
And not only to search, but also to be tried.
一个能够这样的人,乃是在他神面前,他是坦然的。
And so this type of person, he is completely surrendered before God.
他在神面前, 他是清新的, pure heart.
He had a pure heart before God.
他在神面前是一个绝对的人。
He was an absolute person before God.
我们今天对很多做的事很绝对,
today we are absolute to many other things, but we are just not absolute
before God.
But what God wants is someone who is absolute before Him.
一个能够绝对的人,乃是一个彻底奉献的人。
One who is absolute to God is one who has completely consecrated themselves to God.
大卫在这里说,看看我有什么恶行。
David is asking the Lord, see if there's any wicked way in me.
是吧,我们今天会看看,我又没有打人,又没有骂人,我没有什么恶行。
We might see, oh, I didn't hit anyone today, I didn't yell at anyone, so there's no wickedness in me.
大卫懂神在看什么。 他说,你看我里面有什么恶行啊?
But David knew what God wanted, and David asked God, look inside me to see if there's any wicked way in me.
我里面的恶行就是我的心思意念。
Because the wicked way in me is my mind and my thoughts.
我们真的有谁敢跟神讲说,你看看我的心思意念有什么恶行?
Do we dare to say this, that see if there's any wicked way in me, in my mind?
大卫可以,他可以说。
David could say this.
说弟兄姊妹,这要改变我们的观念。恶行不是外面做的,恶行是里面你怎么想,就是在神看的恶行。We
need to change our perspective on this, that wicked way is not just the wickedness we do outwardly, but the wickedness within, in our mind and our thoughts.
我们记得主耶稣曾经讲个比喻, 讲到他给的才干。
The Lord once gave a parable on those who had received talents.
对，我们记得一千、两千、五千哈。
He gave one, five talents, one talent.
你记得那个哪一千的来到主面前怎么说吗？
Do you remember what the one who received the one talent came and said to the Lord?
他来到主面前说你是忍心的人。
He said, Lord, I need you to be a hard man.
没有种的地方你要我去收，没有善的地方你要我去聚你。
Reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed.
你知道他的意思是啥？他的意思就是说你不合理。
Do you know what his meaning is here? It is you are unreasonable.
So, 他用这个不合理，他讲到说你是忍心的人。
So, because he's unreasonable, he says you are a hard man.
这是在他心思里面。
This was in his mind.
他一直都没做，为什么？他想的主就是你是忍心的人。
He didn't do anything with his one talent because in his mind he just thought, Lord, you are a hard man.
你所要求的都是不合理的。
All that you request is unreasonable.
导致人的要求是合理的。
But others' requests are reasonable.
神你的要求是不合理。
But Lord, your request is unreasonable.
所以他做了什么？他把所有的才干埋起来了。
So what did he do? He buried his talent.
什么意思啊？我不侍奉。
What does this mean? Saying, I'm not serving.
或者我不认真侍奉。
Or I'm not seriously serving.
我有空才来侍奉。
I only serve when I have time.
我把时间为自己活，我尽量去赚的这个世界。
I live for myself and I try to gain the world.
我退休再来侍奉。
When I,
我退休也不侍奉。
When I retire, I will serve the Lord. But perhaps when you retire, you also don't serve the Lord.
反正我一定上天堂。
Because either way, I'm going to heaven.
你要知道，我们许多的行动都是我们心思出来的。
We need to see that our actions come from our mind.
对吧？我们怎么想，我们外面就怎么 act， 我们就怎么动。
How we think will result in how we act.
说我们的心思哈，埋在我们的心思里面，定了我们很多的后面外面的行动。
So the thoughts that are in our mind will affect all our actions.
我们的心思定下我怎么生活。
Our mind affects how we live our lives.
我的心思定下了我一生的目的是什么。
Our mind sets how we will, how our future will be.
我一生的心思定下我会走的路，我要走的路。
And our mind sets the way that we will walk and the way that we want to walk.
最严重的，我的心思定下了我一生的结局。
And most importantly, our mind will determine the end outcome of our life.
弟兄姊妹，不能够小看我们的心思。
So brothers and sisters, we cannot belittle this matter of our mind.
我现在要跟弟兄姊妹再读一些圣经节。
I want to read a few more Bible passages, brothers and sisters.
诗篇九十四篇第十一节。
Psalm 94 verse 11.
耶和华知道人的意念是虚妄的。
The Lord knows the thoughts of man that they are futile.
空的。
Empty.
第二个哥林多后书第十章。
2 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书第十章第四第五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4 and 5.
我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力可以攻破坚固的营垒，将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of GodBringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
哥林多前书十三章第十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 13 verse 11.
我做孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子，既成了人，就把孩子的事丢弃了。
When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things.
以弗所书第四章第十七、十八节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 to 18.
所以我说，谁在主里确实的说，你们行事 不要再向外邦人存虚妄的心行事，他们心地是昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都是因为自己无知的心，无知的心，心里刚硬。
This I say, therefore, testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their hearts.
你知道那个虚妄的心哈，刚刚英文已经读了哈，这个是虚妄的心思。
And so this futile heart is actually their futile mind.
以弗所书第四章二十三节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 23.
又要将你们的心思改换一新。
And be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
所以我们刚刚读这些圣经节哈，告诉我们说心思很重要。
And so in these Bible verses that we just read, we see that our mind is very important.
我们基本上我们的心思是虚妄的 ,futile, 是 corrupted.
Basically, our minds are futile and corrupted.
So, 为什么我们现在劝一个人信主这么难?
So, why is it so hard to tell someone to believe in the Lord?
因为他的心思是 futile and corrupted.
Because his mind is futile and corrupted.
什么叫 futile and corrupted?
What does it mean to be futile and corrupted?
因为人的心思都用自己出发的。
Because all our thoughts are from ourselves.
我们只为自己的利益。
And it's only for our own benefit.
我们只照我认为合理的来看事情的。
And we look at things how we think is reasonable.
所以今天要人信主，世人信主很难了。
So it is very hard for people in the world to believe in the Lord.
每一个人什么卡住他，就是他的心思。
Because whatever thing is blocking them or stopping them is their mind.
他们说哪里有神我也看不见。
They'll say, ask, where is the God? I cannot see a God.
生老病死，自然的律。
That we grow old and die. This is the law of nature.
人要自由，所以我拒绝一切的管束。
People want to be free, so they reject anything that will control them.
你问他人存在是什么？不知道。
You ask why people exist.
他也不关心。
And they don't care about it.
他所要的及时行乐。
Because all they want is just now.
Yeah. Enjoy now.
They just want to enjoy the
不会想到永远的事。
They don't think about eternity.
所以圣经也告诉我们说，这叫做魔鬼蒙蔽了人的心眼。
And so this is that Satan has blinded the eyes of people.
因着魔鬼把世人的心眼都蒙蔽了，所以人的心思是 futile， 是虚妄。
Because Satan has blinded the eyes of people's hearts, so their minds are futile and corrupt.
人的心思。使人成为没有目的，你看来好像有目的，其实 end up 是没有目的的。
And because of this mind, you end up living a life with no purpose or goal, and it is pointless.
你的心思也使你是一个没用的人。而你说我很有用，你要造福人群呢？但是在神眼中 ，you're worthless.
And so you might think that you are a useful person, but because of your mind, you are a useless person, and in God's sight, you are worthless.
你知道在哥林多后书第十章保罗说攻破坚固的营垒。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul tells us that God pulls down the stronghold.
你知道他说我们以为打仗把那个城堡打下来叫做 stronghold, 对吧这个叫打下来了。
And so in a battle, you want to tear down the stronghold.
但是他说你的心思是 stronghold。
But here he's saying that your mind is actually a stronghold.
So we read 圣经哈，我们需要被开启。我们要真的 realize one thing: 我们的心思是 stronghold.
So when we read the Bible, we need to be God needs to open our eyes so we can see that our minds are a stronghold.
因为你就我们做父母，怎么这孩子讲话都不听。
As a parent, you tell your children and they don't listen.
那我们就说啊，不乖或者背叛的孩子。
And we say, oh, this child is disobedient, doesn't listen.
No, 你看圣经啊，我们每个人的心思都是 stronghold, 是城堡。
But we see that in each and every one of us, our minds are a stronghold.
打不下来的。
It cannot be defeated.
所以保罗这里用很强的字，他说攻破它。
And so Paul used very strong words. He said, pull down
strongholds. Wow,
that he's telling that for your mind, you need to pull it down. And he says that you need to gain it back.
我们做老师是全程善有，就是慢慢教，慢慢带嘛，对吧？
And so we... Teachers might teach that, oh, step by step, slowly you bring them.
但圣经给我们的字是攻破夺回。
But the Bible, the words, the Bible tells us that you pull down strongholds and bring every thought into captivity.
这真不简单啊。
This is not easy.
我们有想到我们心思这么可怕吗？
Have we thought that our mind is so terrifying?
神竟然用这个词，说我们的心思就是一个堡垒。
That God would use this word, that our mind is a stronghold.
你要攻破它, 夺回来。
You need to defeat it, pull down the stronghold, and capture
it.
Only this way will you obey Christ.
So, 不要小看一个人信主。
So do not belittle someone believing in the Lord.
每一个人能够信耶稣都是神迹。
Everyone who can believe in Jesus is a miracle.
因为你要知道这个stronghold终于被打下。Because
the stronghold has finally been taken down and defeated.
每一个基督徒都有一次被攻进来了。Every
Christian has at least one time that their stronghold was pulled down.
所以我们灵得救。So
our spirit is saved.
我们人重生。And
we are born again.
但是你要知道我们的心思 Not done yet.
Oh, we need to know our minds are not done.
有些人一辈子只有那一次被打下过这个心思的stronghold，一辈子都没再改过了。
For some people, this is the only time that their stronghold was pulled down, and never again.
要知道，一个重生得救的基督徒啊，
need to know that a Christian who is born again,
你的心思要不断的被打破这个stronghold。
That your mind needs to be constantly have the stronghold pulled down.
所以一个基督徒能够一直在这个 stronghold 能够一直被攻破夺回的话， 这是更大的神迹。
And so for a Christian who can constantly have the strongholds of their mind pulled down and their thoughts taken in captive by the Lord, this is an amazing miracle.
我们才会说，主啊，这实在是你的怜悯。
And then we say, Lord, this is truly your mercy.
能够一直愿意来攻破我心思里面。
That you are able to continue to pull down the stronghold of my mind.
为什么要把我们这个心思这个堡垒一定要打下来并且夺回来？
Why does stronghold of our mind have to be pulled down and taken captive?
只有这样子我们能够明白神的旨意。
Only this way can we know God's will.
只有这样子我们能够顺服神的旨意。
And only this way can we obey God's will.
我们刚刚读过罗马书十二章头两节了。We
read the first two verses of Romans chapter 12.
我们要能够明白遵行那善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。And
we need to be able to know that good, pleasing, and perfect will of God.
我们常常认为说，我要明白神的旨意，多读圣经。
We often think that I want to know more of God's will, so I will read more Bible.
我一天读20章,
I will read 20 chapters a day.
或者我听很多讲道,
or I listen to many messages.
我参加很多聚会,
I attend many meetings.
我不是说这不好,
I'm not saying these are bad.
这很好,
these are very good.
但是如果认为这个我就能够明白神的旨意跟遵行神的旨意，那这个心思是 corrupted.
But if you think that in this way you can know the will of God and be pleasing to the Lord, then this mind, this thought is corrupted. And this mind does not have its stronghold pulled down. This mind has not been taken captive by the Lord. Because if you only do these things, then you are just a religious person. You are not a disciple who follows the Lord.
所以我们必须很认，很正式看这件事情。
So we need to seriously look at this matter.
我们的心思 是在影响我们在跟从主的。
Our mind is affecting us from following the Lord.
感谢主，我们今天坐在这里，我们都说我们有一次是被攻破。
Thank the Lord that we are sitting here. We have one time that our strongholds were.
在我们离开人世之前，我们要不断的被攻破。
Before we leave this earth, we need to constantly have the strongholds of our mind pulled down.
我们常说你要有彻底的奉献。
So that's why we often say you need to have the absolute consecration.
让主成为你生命的主人。
So let the Lord be Lord over your life.
把你生命的主权给他。
And give the authority in your life over to Him.
你一直不把真的主权给主。也不会明白他的旨意。
If you do not really give the authority of the Lord to the Lord, then you will not be able to know His will.
你会常常问为什么这样做？
You will often ask, why do we need to do it this way?
我们最多的问题是为什么这样做？
Our biggest question problem is, why do it this way?
为什么这个人这样做呢？
Why does this person do it this
way? 为什么神这样做呢？
Why does God do it this way?
你知道啊，英文圣经这个奉献啊，如果你有听英文刚刚讲。中文用什么？他奉献完，他说：“你们如此侍奉。”英文是说：“你们如此敬拜。”那你再把英文读一下。
And so here it says that after consecration, that you this is your true and proper worship.
The true and proper worship. 说彻底奉献才叫 worship.
So we see that only.True and absolute consecration is true and proper worship.
So we 整天讲敬拜，我们敬拜说哦，我们要很怎么，都是外面举动。
And so if we say, oh, I praise and worship in this way, but it's all just outward.
你知道圣经里面很看重敬拜。
And so we know the Bible looks very much pays much attention to worship.
世人也很看重敬拜。
And people in the world,
宗教家很看重敬拜。
And religious people pay attention to worship.
那他们的敬拜都是外面趴在地上啊，还是做很多外面的事。
But all their worship is just bowing down. It's a lot of outward actions.
你看保罗在这里说啊，当你彻底奉献，说你们如此敬拜。
But Paul says here that when you offer your body as a living sacrifice, that this is your true and proper worship.
所以你要知道，敬拜不是我们坐在听讲道，我们祷告就叫敬拜。
And so we need to know that worship is not just listening to messages or praying.
A true worship is you consecrate completely yourself to the Lord. 是你真的把自己
But true worship is that you consecrate yourself completely to the Lord.
这个心思是革命性的，改变我们的。
And this is a revolutionary change in your life.
说弟兄姊妹哈，我们没办法逃这件事情。
We cannot run away from.
你说我今天要来敬拜。
Today you say I want to come worship the Lord.
我没办法完全奉献。
But I can't completely consecrate myself.
What kind of worship is that? 那是什么敬拜啊？
What kind of worship is that?
这里圣经告诉我们说。把自己当作活祭摆在祭坛上完全献给主 This is a true and proper worship.
But here, the Bible tells us that when you offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, this is your true and proper worship.
只要我们不能够这样把自己给主的话
If we are unable to give ourselves to the Lord this way,
我们没有真的敬拜。
That we will not have true worship.
So, 我们所有的敬拜变成什么？都是宗教，都是仪式，都是传统。
And if not, then all our worship is just religious acts. It's just following the law. It's just tradition.
So, 求主能够使我们能够真的看见。
And so, may the Lord help us that we can truly see.
我们心思里面要对自己说，我全人全心归给他。
That in our mind, we need to say that I completely, wholeheartedly belong to the Lord.
那我们就有真的敬拜。Then we will have a true worship and we become a true worshiper.
Only then can we have true worship and become a true worshiper.
第二个他提到讨主的喜悦。
Next also says to be holy and pleasing to God.
你知道今天很多基督徒是表面的顺服脑袋里面根本心思里面不服的。
We know many Christians today, they are just outwardly doing things that appear to please God, but within they are not.
就是外面就说，哎，我不跟你闹了，我就是这样子了，外面好像服了，心思没有服的。
Outwardly, they might say, I'm not going to argue with you anymore, but inwardly, they are not.
说等有事情发生的时候就会显。
And so when circumstances come, it will reveal the condition.
说神常常用事情来显我们是真的里外都是福的吗？
And so God is using these circumstances to reveal, are you really obedient outwardly and inwardly? We can control our actions. But we have never renewed our mind. This cannot be pleasing to God. I often think of Jesus' earthly mother. That I often think of Jesus' mother Mary, that when the angel came and told her, you will have a son. And so her thoughts would come in that how can this be since she has not married yet? But the angel told her that the Lord would do a miraculous work.
我是主的使女, 情愿照你的话,
and what was her response? She said, I am the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word.
这不简单,
this is not easy.
是吧, 我损失很多欸,
I will suffer a lot of loss.
是吧, 我未婚夫啊, 我的家人, 我可能会被打死, 得中石头打死。
What will my fiance think? I might be stoned to death.
这是一个彻底奉献的人。
This is someone who had an absolute
consecration.
That her mind, you cannot comprehend at all.
But that pleases our Lord. 那个始祖, 我们的神喜悦,
but that mind pleased the Lord.
但你读哲理, 罗马书哲理, 你发现, 要心思能够转变,
we see that in order for your mind to be changed, there is one prerequisite.
不要效法这个世界。
Do not conform to the pattern of this world.
所以这个告诉我们今天的问题在哪里。
And so what is the problem today?
我们今天的问题就是在效法这个世界。
The problem is that today we are conforming to the pattern of this world.
从我们懂事之后，我们就一直在效法这个世界。
From the moment we can understand something, we are conforming to the pattern of this world.
我们在效法有名望的人。
We are conforming to the famous people.
我们在效法成功的人。
We are conforming to successful people.
我们要看到他们是怎么成功了，读名校的这个要赚钱的专业。
And we look at how they became successful. They went to a good school. They earned a lot of money. They entered this career.
他们要有在社会中有某种地位。
They need to have a certain position in society.
所以我效法他们，这成为我选择我要读什么，我要做什么。
And so because I conform to this pattern, this sets my decision for what choices I want to make.
我效法我的老师, 我效法我的老板。
I conform pattern of my teachers, of my boss.
我效法我的父母, 我的同学, 我的朋友。
I conform the pattern of my parents, my friends, my classmates.
我效法这个世界, 新闻各方面给我怎么生活。
And I conform to all this world has to offer.
包括我们衣着跟我们怎么吃怎么用，
including what we wear, what we eat, how we live our lives.
所以你读圣经你发现啊， 当你一效法你心思就不会变。
And so we see that once you conform to the pattern of this world, your mind will not change.
根本下不去那个什么心思更新的。
You cannot even enter into the next step of having your mind renewed.
千万不要说你够属灵。
Do not say, oh, I'm spiritual enough.
大卫多有心要把约柜接回来。
David has such a strong heart to bring back the ark. He wants to bring the ark back to the city of David to put it in its rightful place. How did he bring it back? That he used a new cow and pulled back the ark on a cart. And so from human perspective, it might be very good.
神说不好,
but God said, this is not good.
怎么给大卫知道不好?
How did God tell David this was not good?
一个敬畏神的乌撒就死了。
Someone who feared God, Uzzah, died.
你认为这种心思我们怎么 process?
How would you be able to process this?
神你怎么杀了一个敬畏你的乌撒呢?
God, how could you kill Uzzah who feared you?
我们会 如果你真的想了，你会疯了。
If you really think about it, you might go crazy.
所以大卫吓到。
So David was afraid.
大卫怎么会用牛车运?
Why did David use the cart to bring it back?
效法非利士人做法。
Because he copied the pattern of the Philistines.
他根本就没想，就是效法。
He didn't even think about what was the right thing to do. He just copied the pattern of the Philistines.
大卫算是敬畏神的人。
David was someone who
worshiped God. 他也掉进去效法。
But even he fell into this trap of the world. To awaken David, God had Uzzah die.
一条命要叫醒,
using this one life to awaken.
那我们说,
so was Uzzah's life not important?
我们心思麻烦,
our minds are so difficult to deal with.
如果主不拯救我们的心思, go crazy.
If God does not renew and deliver our mind, then we will go crazy.
大卫,
because of this thing, David awakened.
他终于明白,约柜是要祭祀台的,
David understood now that the ark needed to be carried on the shoulder of the priest, not on the ox cart.
你知道我们心思不更新, 这影响我们的人生的价值观, 人生观, 我们就用了世界一套, 认为最合理的生活。
If our mind is not renewed, this will affect our morals and our values, and these things will instead be affected by the world.
我们再来看, 撒母耳老了。
Let us also look when Samuel became old.
那些百姓那些官啊就看, 你的儿子不行你那个那条路啊。
All the people and the elders, they saw that Samuel's sons did not follow the same way.
哇,等你儿子来管这个以色列民,那以色列民不是大乱啊。
If your sons were to rule over or judge Israel, then there would be chaos.
你说这合不合理? 非常合理。
Does this sound reasonable? It sounds very reasonable.
所以他们说, 我们要立王。
So they said, we want a king.
他们怎么说? 我们要立王像列国一样。
What did they say? They said, we want a king like the other nations have.
效法列国。
So they copied the pattern.
那他们找一个理由很好。 你的儿子不行你的道啊。
But they found a very good reason because Samuel's sons did not follow the same way.
非常合理。
Very reasonable.
非常convincing的, 非常有说服力的。
And it is very convincing.
但是他们的心思是效法世界, 效法列国的。
But their mind was focused on copying the pattern of the other nations to have a king.
我们人都觉得很合理, 神说我不喜悦。
Even we think it's very reasonable, but God said, I am not pleased with this.
所以如果我们不彻底奉献, 不说我要逃主的喜悦, 你就 cannot discern this. 你就很难分辨这个是错的。
And so if you do not have absolute consecration before the Lord, then you will not be able to discern whether this is right or wrong.
你知道如果我们心思不更新了, 会什么结果吗?
And what is the outcome if our mind is not renewed?
我们都信主, 但我们心思不更新。
We all believe in the Lord, but our minds are not renewed.
玛利亚用香膏膏主,
Mary anointed Jesus' feet with the oil.
那个, 没更新的心思说这是枉费, wasted.
And those disciples who did not have a renewed mind said, this is wasted.
他们心思在想什么? 30两银子的这个膏油啊, 给穷人不是很好。
What was in their mind? They thought this fragrant oil was worth 300 denarii. It would be great to give this to the poor.
我问你, 他们不是坏的心思, 他们没有说摆在自己袋子里啊。
And so this was not a corrupt thought. They didn't say they would take the money for themselves.
他说是周济穷人,
but they said it's so good to give to the poor.
我们想一想, 一到, 就, 地上也有了, 都, 都倒光了, 我去周济穷人, 我可不可, 三千人是否,
and so if you think about it, this with this amount of money that you just pour on Jesus' feet, and some probably even fell on the ground, or you could serve, you could use this money to buy food. Maybe 3,000 people could be full.
所以这个心是不是坏的?
So this mind is not bad.
但是这个是一个旧的世人效法世界的心思。
But this is the mind of the old man, and it is conformed to the pattern of this world.
你知道谁讲这个话吗?
Who said this word?
不是世界人讲的。
It is not the people of the world.
这是门徒讲。
It is the disciples.
说门徒跟玛利亚都是跟从主的。
The disciples and Mary both follow the Lord.
在这一些跟从主的里面，有人到了。 打破倒在主身上，有人说这是浪费。
So among those who follow the Lord, there are those who are willing to break the flask and pour it on the Lord, and there are those who say this is a waste.
如今天来讲说，都是信主的，为什么心思差这么远？
And so we say, all of these are those who believe in the Lord. Why is their mind so different?
心思需要更新。
Because their mind needs to be renewed.
如果我们不心思不更新，一些事情发，我们就说浪费。
Because if our mind is not renewed, when certain things happen, we will say, this is a waste.
你说你这个不是成为难处了?
And hasn't this become a difficulty?
我们再来看保罗。
Let us look at Paul.
保罗, 他对世界没什么追求。
Paul did not have much pursuit of the world.
他对宗教世界他很多追求。
But for the religious things, Paul had great pursuit.
他也是一个很有学问, 很有修养的一个人。
That he was one who was highly educated and highly trained.
他信的时候,在遇见主之后,他说这一切,地上的事,宗教的事,对他已经都是粪土。
After he believed in the Lord, he said that all these things, all the religious things, he treats them as rubbish.
如果我们还是看重世界的事,还是看重宗教的事,你可以同意他吗?
If we still care and pay attention to these worldly things or these religious things, can we agree with Paul?
我相信是没可能同意的。
I believe there's no way we can agree.
并且我们在旁边说保罗这个在干嘛?
And we would even look from the side and say, what is Paul doing?
所以我们第一个,我们是没办法与主同行,我们也不能够与保罗成为同路人。
And so we see if our mind is not renewed, then we cannot follow the Lord, and we cannot be co-workers working with Paul.
我记得在香港,我遇到一个弟兄。
I remember in Hong Kong, I met a brother.
那次我们去参加, 不在香港, 我们在台湾参加一个特会。
And we attended a special meeting in Taiwan.
因为刚听了江弟兄讲道, 所以他出来我们就,他就讲, 他说不可能。
And so we had just heard Brother Kong speak, and after the meeting, he came out and said, this is impossible.
江弟兄讲什么? 我们世上的职业都是副业。 侍奉主是正业。
And what did Brother Kong say? Brother Kong said that all your career and job on this earth is just your avocation. Serving God is your true vocation.
他的心思没法接受这个。
And in his mind, he could not accept it.
他很诚实。
He was very honest.
他说,我们在香港生活,工作这些压,不压死,就不用想在香港活。
And he said, we grew up in Hong Kong, the pressure of our job is so intense. Without this, you can't even live.
怎么可能是副业呢?
How can this be my avocation? Just my second job?
不可能。
It's impossible.
他是一个 outspoken的人就讲出来。
And so he's a very outspoken person, so he just
我相信许多从香港在参加聚会的没讲出来心中想不可能。
I believe many people from Hong Kong who attend the meeting also have the same thought that it's impossible.
你想要香港活下去的话,你不可以,你不可能你的工作是副业。
And so if you want to continue living in Hong Kong, you cannot have your job be your avocation.
所以弟兄姊妹,我们心思不变,再听多少的道都是你自己在interpret。
So brothers and sisters, if our mind is not renewed, no matter how many messages you hear, you're just interpreting it your own way.
马太福音25章讲那个三个仆人。
Matthew 25 speaks of the three servants.
那个讲一千两的那个说,主你是忍心的,没有种的地方你要收,没有善的地方你要聚敛。
The servant who received one talent said, Lord, I know you're a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed.
你知道我们可以得救了,但是我们觉得神你不合理啊。
You know, we can be saved, but we can tell the Lord, Lord, you're unreasonable.
主你这不公平。
Lord, you are unjust.
我们里面是心思,都使我们, 所以你知道,是想了很多才会情绪被激动。
And so we see, we have to think all these things before we are constrained.
整个问题是心思。
But the whole issue is with our mind.
说主耶稣怎么讲这个仆人啊?
So what did the Lord say of this servant?
他说你是又饿又懒的。
And the Lord said, you wicked and lazy servant.
你有想到主耶稣有一天讲对我们说你是又饿又懒的基督徒吗?
Could you imagine the Lord telling you one day, you wicked and lazy Christian?
你接受吗?
Could you accept that?
我每周三次聚会。
I attend three meetings every week.
我每天读10章圣经。
I read 10 chapters of the Bible every day.
我还帮助所有很多有需要的弟兄姊妹。
And I
have
many brothers, sisters, and friends who have need.
怎么我是又饿又懒呢?
How could you call me wicked and lazy?
是吧,我们心思没更新啊。
Because our mind is not renewed.
我们没办法明白神讲的话。
We cannot understand God's words.
所以我们过去有朋友们在读圣经,全部翻译过了,他们读的东西出来全部都是他讲的。
And so we knew friends that when they read the Bible, all that they got from the Bible was their own interpretation of it.
没有更新过, 心思没有更新的话, 过不了信心的生活。
Their minds are not renewed. They could not walk the way of faith, live the life of faith.
我再举一个例子,
I will give one more example.
因为人都要爱,
people all want love.
但是我们心思怎么看这个爱呢?
But how does our mind, how do we view love?
就是大家对我好,
is that others need to be good
顺,
to me.
顺着我,
according to what I want.
帮我,
help me.
照顾我,
take care of me.
听我,
listen to me.
不讲重话,
and don't speak heavy words. That this is love.
这是我们出发点的。
This is the love that we think of. What do we think of a good person?
不做坏事,
don't do bad things.
很温柔,
to be gentle.
不发脾气,
not be angry.
有爱心,
and to have love.
我们当然不知道怎么define这个有爱心的,
because we don't know how to define what it means to have love.
你知道如果你读加拉太书,
if you read Galatians,
加拉太书里面保罗写给加拉太是信耶稣的人,
Paul wrote to the Galatians, these are people who believe in the Lord.
他说当时候你们把眼睛挖出来给我都可以。
Paul says the Galatians were willing to gouge out their eyes for Paul.
谁愿意把眼睛挖出来给保罗,因为保罗眼睛不好。
Why were they willing to gouge out their eyes for Paul? Because Paul's vision was not good.
爱保罗。
They loved Paul.
但是当保罗写这封书信的时候,他说你们为什么都烦我了。
But then why is it that when Paul wrote the letter to the Galatians that he said, you are all against me?
为什么会有从这么大的一个反差呢?
Why was there such a difference?
因为犹太, 他们这个加拉太的信徒很多都是犹太人。
Because many of the believers among the Galatians were Jews.
保罗对他们说, 你要彻底离开犹太教。
And he said, you must absolutely leave the Jewish religion.
接受不了。
They could not accept it.
因为这个接受不了, 整个人反,
because they could not accept it. The whole
life were affected.
And so all their love they had towards Paul was in their flesh. This love came from
God.
This is not God's love.
So
we see when we read the Bible, if this origin of our understanding comes from ourselves, there are many things we will not be able to understand. Peter loved Jesus and told him, you cannot die.
主耶稣对彼得说,
Jesus told Peter, Satan, get behind me. You need to know this is out of the Lord's love. Lest Peter will see this thing wrong forever.
当主耶稣对法利赛人说毒蛇的种类假冒为善的人,
when Jesus told the Pharisees, you brood of vipers, you hypocrites, this was out of the Lord's love.
当主耶稣在圣殿里面推翻所有兑换银钱的桌子赶出牛羊,
when the Lord cast out the money changers in the temple and flipped and released the animals in the temple, this was also out of the Lord's love.
你要知道有个底线, 耶稣基督就是爱。
We need to know there is a base that the Lord is love.
他所做的不能够违反他就是爱。
What he does cannot be in conflict with the
base
that he is love. Do we know how great of a battle this is in our mind? That this is a revolutionary war that must be take place in our minds. We know that God is love. And we say that God's love is unconditional.
我也讲了很多年，不过我后来慢慢 思想这句话,
and I said this for many years, but later on I started to consider this one.
你想神的爱是无条件的爱，这不是很对。
God's love is unconditional love. It's not quite right.
神的爱是真理的爱。
God's love is a love of truth.
他的爱绝对不违反真理。
And his love will not reject the truth.
或者他在真理里面, 他有爱。
In this truth, he has love.
所以你发现, 约翰老年写的时候，他写给这些那时候的弟兄姊妹说：“我看到你们遵行真理，我就心里面喜乐。”
So we see in John's later years that when he wrote the letters to the disciples, the believers that he said, when I see you in the truth, then I have joy.
约翰是写爱的使徒嘛，对吧？
John was the disciple of love.
你知道约翰跟雅各年轻的时候，主耶稣给他们一个 nickname 是什么？
You know the nickname that the Lord gave James and John when they were young.
雷子。
They were the sons of thunder.
就是他讲话就是骂人，就是一讲话就把你吓死。
That it means that whatever they spoke, they were yelling at you, that you were frightened when they spoke.
你知道雅各啊，是第一个殉道的人。
We know that James was the first disciple.
第一个为了信仰被杀。
Who was killed for his faith.
所以很快到使徒行传里面，很快他就被杀了。
And so we see in the book of Acts that very soon he was.
我不相信他，其实他心思已经改变多少。
I don't know how much that his mind was changed.
我相信他还是个雷子。
That he, I believe he's still a son of thunder.
但是他殉道。
He was martyred.
他成为得胜者。
Became overcomer.
没错，他的弟弟搞了一百年后还没死啊，七八十年后还没死。
And we know his brother, 70, 80 years later, still did not, still
lived. 我相信他一些可能没这么暴露吧。
And so, yeah, maybe he
probably not that.
He was
always that angry.
He was not always that angry during this time.
但是你发现啊，先不要讲他以前啊，就是他在雷子的时候，圣经怎么讲？他是主所爱的门徒啊。
And not even when in his old age, but even when he was young, if the Bible records that
he was a
disciple whom Jesus loved a son of thunder.
你说主，你的眼光是怎么看的
？And so when he asked Jesus, "How did you view this thing?"
我们心思没办法明白。
That our mind, our
connection. 你怎么爱个雷子
？How could you love a son of thunder?
我们先不讲彼得了。
We won't talk about Peter.
只围绕在约翰就够了。他怎么会去爱一个雷子呢
？We just focus on John. How could he love a son of thunder?
想不通。
We cannot understand it.
我找个都是比较听话的嘛，对吧
？Look at someone who is more obedient.
怎么找一个脾气这么大
？How could we look at someone who has such a bad temper? And is the one who the Lord loves.
到了晚年，导致约翰讲爱。
But then in John's later years, we see he spoke of love.
我不相信他什么脾气都没有，这个地上没这样的人。
I don't believe that he lost all his temper because there's no one like that on this earth.
说弟兄姊妹，我们终有一定有一天心思，我们有一个心思说，我是一个不懂得爱的人。
And so we need to have this mind that I don't know what love is.
因为我今天信主，神要我有那个 agape 的爱，我是不懂的。
Because when I believe in the Lord wants me to have agape love, and this I don't understand.
我们要如何能够明白这个 agape 的爱
？So how can we know this agape love?
竭力的来认识耶稣。
We need to fervently, diligently come to know Jesus.
因为他就是爱。
Because he is love.
不是我们心思的觉得什么很合我想法。
It's not just our mind, what we think is very reasonable.
说保罗曾经说哈，你们要效法我，哎，不要停在这里啊，效法我就不要我们效法人了。保罗说我们不要效法，你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样。
And Paul tells us to imitate him, but he does not stop there because we're not just supposed to imitate people. Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ.
我最后要跟你们读两节圣经。
Lastly, I want to read two Bible verses.
腓立比书第二章第二节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 2.
这个等一下。腓立比书第二章第二节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 2.
你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind.
哥林多后书十三章第十一节。
Second Corinthians chapter 13 verse 11.
我还有末了的话，愿弟兄们都喜乐，要做完全人，要受安慰，要同心合意，彼此和睦。如此，仁爱和平的神必常与你们同在。
Finally, my brethren, farewell. Become complete. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.
所以这里讲了一个叫 same mind。
So here it speaks, we need to be of the same mind.
这个 same mind 讲什么呢？乃是我们先跟主先 same mind。
What does the same mind mean? It means we first must have the same mind as our Lord.
如果我们跟主不 same mind, 我们弟兄姊妹不可能 same mind, 我们心是不会一样的。
Because if we are not first of the same mind with the Lord, we cannot have the same mind with others.
所以我们要竭力来认识我们的主。
So that's how we must fervently, diligently come to know our Lord.
我们要效法那些真的在这效法主的，我们要好好怎么样来效法主，来认识我们的主。
We need to strive for this as those who really love the Lord, imitate the Lord. How we need to follow them.
我们只有这样的才能够跟主 same mind, and 我们才能够 same mind.
And only this way can we have the same mind as the Lord, and then can we have the same mind with
Him. 不然我们不可能有什么彼此相爱的。
Otherwise, there is no chance we can have love for one another.
那都是外表做作的。
It is all just outward.
Give me a hug. 那不是这个中文不知道怎么翻了。这个怎么就握个手。
And you give each other a handshake.
这都是外面做的。
It's just outward.
我们今天要真的彼此相爱，你先跟神 same mind， 那我们才有 same mind， 那才有彼此相爱。
And the only way we can have love for one another is first have the same mind with the Lord, then we can have same mind with one another.
我曾经有个年长弟兄告诉我，他说我们能够走在一起，因为我们的意向是相同。
And so elder brother once told me we can walk together because our view, our vision is the same.
那如果我们的 mission 不一样，根本不会走在一起。
If our vision is not the same, we cannot walk by each other.
所以我们需要今天心意更新，跟主 same mind， 我们彼此能够 same mind。
And so we need to have the same mind as our Lord, so that we can have the same mind as one another.
我们非常重要，因为只有心意更新。能够影响我们处理事情，能够合乎神的心意。
We need to have our minds renewed because only this way can we know how to deal with matters in our lives.
只有心思更新了，才能够明白神的作为。
Only when our minds are renewed will we be able to know God's ways.
只有心思更新了，才能够走信心的路。
Only when our minds are renewed can we walk the way of faith.
只有心思更新了，才知道什么是有益的。
Only when our minds are renewed will we know what is good and what the Lord is pleased with.
心思更新才知道什么是有损的，什么有害的。
And only when our minds are renewed will we know what things will cause us to suffer loss and what things are bad.
我最后要跟弟兄姊妹唱两首短的诗歌。
At the end here, I want to sing two short songs with brothers.
我上次跟弟兄姊妹唱了一首。
Last time I shared one with brothers and sisters.
302页第六首
It's 302 number 6
人生
This life
人生瞬间就消失
This life will soon pass away
不许世间留空白
Do not live this life in vain
握住机会侍奉主
Seize the time and serve him in truth
我们心思不改变我是握住机会侍奉这个世界
If our mind is not renewed, then we are seizing the time to serve the world.
我们要握住机会侍奉主。
We need to seize the time to serve our Lord.
为的成果到永远。
For works that last to eternity.
那这首诗歌是我们孙弟兄写的。
Our brother's son wrote this hymn.
有一天很有感触。
And so he was moved that day.
我们太多人在世间是留空白的。
Too many of us, our time is spent in vain.
这是对基督徒讲，世人当然留空白。
This is spoken to Christians because we know obviously people in the world are spending their time in vain.
基督徒也留空白。
But Christians are also spending their time in vain.
放上来了吗？好，我们来唱。
Let's sing the next song, 302, number 7.
来被更新啊。
And be renewed.
一些弟兄姊妹会唱了，我们唱英文。
Some brothers and sisters not sing this, but sing in English first. I hope that brothers and sisters can know what is worship.
Worship, 敬拜就是彻底的奉献。
Worship is thorough, absolute consecration.
因为神的话就告诉我们，你们如此奉献，如此敬拜，是神所喜悦。
Because the word of the Lord tells us that when you have absolute consecration, this is true worship and this is pleasing to the Lord.
The Lord is looking for the true worshiper. 我们的神在找真正敬拜的人。
Our Lord is looking for the true worshipers.
如果你要成为真敬拜，我们是彻底的奉献，把主权真的给主的。
If you want to be a true worshiper, you have absolute consecration to the Lord. Give Him all the authority.
这不是坐在人前，是神在检查我们的心。
This is not just doing in front of others, but God is examining our heart.
我们跟神说，其实你来检查我。试验我，看我是不是 a true worshipper， 真的把主权给你。
So we need to pray to God to search me, examine me, to know if I'm a true worshipper, and I've given you all the authority.
第二页就是说 ，and be renewed。当你真的 true worshipper， 你就能够更新。
And the second verse it says, and be renewed, because when your mind is renewed, you can be a true worshipper.
我们一生都要一直被更新。
Our whole lives we need to be renewed.
第二处。太大
because our Lord is so great.
只有一个更新的心思能够真认识我们的主
Only a renewed mind can truly know our Lord.
或者每一步的认识主都是真的
So that every step we know our Lord is true.
我们再来唱好吗
Let's sing it again.
主啊，我们再一次俯伏在你的面前。
Dear Lord, once again we bow down before you.
主啊，我们何等的需要你。
We need you so much.
我们何等需要你的拯救。
We need your deliverance.
主啊，听我们在里面的呼喊。
Hear the cry within our hearts.
主耶稣，来更新我们的心思。
Lord, renew our mind.
使我们这个人能够完全归顺归给你。
So that we can completely belong to you.
主啊，我们知道你回来的日子近。
Lord, we know the day of your return is near.
这个世代的结局近。
And the end of this world is near.
主耶稣，不要让我们失去这个机会。
Do not let us lose this opportunity.
给我们握住机会，做一个信而顺从的人。
May we grab hold of this opportunity. We can be those who trust and obey.
不让我们那一日咬牙切齿。
Unless that day we have weeping and gnashing of teeth.
主耶稣，怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
救我们。
Deliver us.
给我们走上你的道。
So that we can walk on your way.
奉主耶稣基督的。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们聚会都听得到。
Our meeting went here today.